Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Let's see, it's December, the holidays. For those of you who are new to my channel, thanks for joining. As you know, we are full of life and love and on a grief journey. It's been about a decade, a little over a decade, since my late spouse battled cancer and passed away. About four and a half years ago, I remarried to an amazing guy, blended family. His ex-wife passed away like 2 years ago in January, and they had five kids. They're all over 18. So we are full of a lot of grief complexities, let's just say that. And right now I'm struggling from a little bit of, I think, the frustration that ripples forever as a widow, being a younger widow with kids, that we're the only parent, right? And we're the good guy and we're the bad guy. And with older kids, it's hard. So, currently, you know, being pushed away from my sweet Gunner, who I adore and love, and it's really painful and really hard. And I think, you know, the holidays make it extra hard too. So if any of you have dealt with child estrangement or young adult estrangement and having a kid push you away, I'm 2 for 2 so far out of my 3. Cute Niska and I are doing really, really good. Her life's changed in like the last year, miraculously, incredibly. And if you follow me, I think on Insta or on my Facebook group, you'll see, like, she married an incredible man this summer, and he's amazing, and her life's doing so good, and we have a great relationship, and actually she works at the spa with me, and it's great. But we've had our go of it, you know, like, I was villainized and pushed out for a lot of years. Am I perfect? No. Definitely not. I'm not saying I have no part in the story. But to even have that cycle, you know, have it kind of happen, not the same way, obviously, every scenario is different, but going through it again with another kid, it's like super frustrating. It's like, life is hard enough, okay? And the cards we've been dealt are so heavy. It's just like, why? It's hard to not ask, like, why me? It's I don't like that. I don't ever like to go down that road because it's painful and it's hard. And, you know, just having hope and faith that everything will work out. But when those that we love the most hurt us, it's really hard. So I'm thinking of you if you are in a similar situation where someone you love doesn't want you part of your life, or doesn't want to be a part of you in their life right now. Or anyway, it's hard. It's extra hard, I think, being a widow too, because even if you're a blended family, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same. No one else has that maternal or paternal love for your child that you do. And so, you know, even if, you know, a step spouse or, you know, a step parent, and I don't even like to say that, I say bonus, right? You know, their words are not as near as impactful. They don't matter compared to actually if that living other parent were here to support or back me up, or, you know, I don't know, it's hard. It's hard. I think it's a trigger, you know, I think for a lot of things as well, and grief and frustration that, you know, how different it would have been if their dad were here still, and how hard their lives have been because of the loss that they've had. And I know that people say, right, which I hate, that a kill you makes you stronger, and all those trite, you know, remarks that suck hearing, you know, but you just push through and try to tell yourself everything will be okay. But it's hard. So I think I battle like feeling like a failure a lot. And I know I'm a good person, and I know I'm a good mom, and always have tried my best. I'm not perfect, I know that. But I think just wanting our kids to be happy, always cheering for them and showing up for them no matter what, and especially as a widow, like all the extra heaviness and hard that I've held in my plate, and then to be pushed away is so painful. So anyway, sorry to bring the Christmas spirit down, but if you follow my channel, you probably are dealing with similar grief feelings around the holidays. And even though it's been 10 years, people are like, you know, thinking you should get over it. But a child will never get over the loss of their parent. And a mom will never get over the pain that their child goes through. And the effects that it has not having a parent there that they wished were. So, I think grief and loss with the holidays is hard. Even though I'm happily married and he's a cutie and so safe of a person for me and peaceful in my life, but it's hard. You know, it's difficult, especially when kids become young adults too. But let's see. So Niska was 12 when her dad passed. It was a 4-year cancer battle. Gunner was 8 and Wyatt was 4. And so Niska's now 22 and she's, like I say, newly married and doing wonderful. But it was hard with her too, you know, their little lives have not been easy. And Wyatt's 14 and he'll be 15 in a couple weeks, and he's the sweetest. And if, you know, why guy, he's always brings me presents and flowers. And let's see, I probably have some flowers. Yes, there's like some flowers right there from Wyatt. just because, you know, but he's a sweetheart. So anyway, I just got off the phone calling my grandma, and she's cute, listening to her like advice. And she had she's like, I went 4 years and didn't hear from one of my kids, you know. But anyway, it's hard. I love you guys, and I need to get back on my podcast and doing my episodes for you guys every week. It's been crazy. I think I told you in a previous video, I was managing or directing a couple spas, like one in Utah and Texas. And then the Texas location, the owner sold. And then in July, we bought the Utah location. And so taking that over. And you know, I'm not new to business ownership, as some of you might know. You know, for a decade, when my spouse was alive, we owned some retail stores, and so I've done that. But jumping back into the seat now, a decade later, in ownership, it's stressful. We're building, digging out of kind of a hole, and yeah, so it's just really busy but good. We bought a house this year. The day we bought it, it was like a month away from foreclosing or something. And the day we bought it, we go in the basement and our handyman found like standing water and black mold, and it's been wild. And the insurances wouldn't cover it, and we're like, yay! So we had to totally gut out the basement and redo all that. So anyway, there's just been like so much on our plate. But I'm blessed. I am so grateful for Jesus Christ and his birth and the opportunity to reflect on the miracles that he did, and deeply holding on to a prayer that I need miracles in my own lives and the lives of my children. Holding on to hope for that, because I've seen it and I know it. Miracles happen, and we need to have faith to believe that, right? But that doesn't mean that it's not painful or hurtful or hard when we're going through hard stuff. So anyway, thinking of you. I hope you look for some of the good in this time of year as well, but also give yourself the grace that you need. If you don't want to go, if you don't want to, you know, do this or that, or you feel like crying, go for it. Just don't let that turn into ruining your life, right? There's so many people that deserve to live and didn't. So we got to live beautiful lives for them. So, anyway, thinking of you during this tender time of the year. Love you.